bottom. So that's a dance so they just won't hide.
Point nine. W-O-N-Y. Old school vinyl with the old professor. And you're listening to 90.9. W-O-N-Y, Oneonta, New York. Always streaming. Red Dragon Radio. 11:02 now. Lots of bands played here way back in the day. We heard Sly and the Family Stone. Dance to the Music, they were here in 1969 in Oneonta. Peter Gabriel was here in 1978. We heard Salisbury Hill. I'll be around. Sure will. Those were the Spinners. They played at SUNY Oneonta in 1974. 1966 for Simon and Garfunkel. They played here at SUNY Oneonta. Homeward Bound. And starting us out, music of Duke Ellington. I bet they played that at the White Rose Tea. The Prom. Duke Ellington. The band played at Hartwick College in 1959. Take the A Train. Mixing it up. That's college radio. We do it. Album cuts. I'll throw some country in eventually someday. You just wait. So, Professor, hi. Glad you're alongside. Let's take a look at our weekly update from WONI. A public hearing will be held at 1 o'clock Thursday by the State Public Service Commission on a proposed rate hike by the New York State Electric and Gas. It'll be here at Morris Hall Conference Center at SUNY Oneonta. Again, that's 1 p.m. Your chance to speak about your utility bill due to possibly go up by double digits. Let that sink in, shall we? And you can take in a Red Dragon men's soccer game tomorrow afternoon at 3 at the Red Dragon Field. Say, take on Buff State. And if you're going to be sticking around this weekend for the Friday break and the weekend, there's plenty of things to do. Several athletic games at Tap on Campus. Or on Saturday at 7, Club Odyssey will be hosting its third annual Pumpkin Palooza, Muller Plaza in downtown Oneonta. Pumpkin-themed activities like pumpkin carving, pumpkin games, pumpkin food. It's everything pumpkin at Pumpkin Palooza. So for more events on campus, there's things going around this weekend. Be sure to touch with connect.oneonta.edu/events. And weather-wise, Our 12 News Binghamton meteorology team says they're looking mostly cloudy skies today for you. Highs in the low 60s, low tonight in the low 40s. Wednesday through Friday looking pretty nice. Highs in the upper 50s, lows in the low to mid 30s. Saturday looks good. Sunny, mid 60s, and yes, I for one will take it. Got things to do around the house. Mr. Excitement. So again, we're in October, Rocktober, as I call it. One theme this hour, a little bit later, will be Dr. Demento would be proud. And we'll take a look at some local happenings around the campus in Oneonta, just like we did here a few minutes ago in 1975. This is Old School Vinyl, and I'm glad you're alongside. Do stick around. Let's continue. Old School Vinyl, the old professor. 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked.
and find its meaning the truth still hides. Don't cover your face, let the war come flowing through. Welcome, dawn, new morning jewel. Thank you.
90.9 WONY. It's old school vinyl, and I'm the old professor playing them. We heard Stevie Wonder in that set, Do All I Do. We heard the Jefferson Starship in there as well, and it was St. Charles. Also in there, we heard a couple of members of the Moody Blues, Justin Hayward and John Lodge. It's a song called Saved by the Music. Came from an album called Blue Jays. Blue Jays, you don't say that very loudly around Yankee fans these days. No, you don't. And we also heard, let's see, the Monkees at the top. She. What's up? Yeah. Old school vinyl. 25 past 11. How many acts of kindness do you share in a day? Just wondered. It's very easy to hold the door for someone, smile at a stranger, or even check up on a friend once in a while. Being kind to others is free. Very easy to accomplish. At the end of the day, we never know what someone is dealing with, and you can be the reason they put on a smile. People kind of appreciate things even if they don't vocalize it. So be the reason someone's day changes for the better. Be kind to everyone, and kindness will come back to you. That is a public service announcement from 90.9 WONY. I put out a challenge to one of my students not long ago to write public service announcements, and that was done by Renee Tetro. Nice job. I think she got a good grade on that. So, we've got a lot of good shows coming along. Johnny G will be in 40 minutes or so with his Jukebox Journey. Lucas Lit Tunes this afternoon. That's coming along as well. But we'll continue here. Old school vinyl. How many of you remember Dr. Demento? Pay close attento. It's Dr. Demento. He had a syndicated show from the time I was in high school until the mid-90s. Then he did online. But his name was Barrett Eugene Hansen, and he played the most obscure songs, weird songs, and I like to do that too. And believe it or not, his very last show was this past Saturday, October 11th. So let's wish Dr. Demento a happy retirement. I sure enjoyed his shows back in high school and early college. Play a sample, some Dr. Demento. Do you remember? 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked.
For her husband Don to return home from work, she reaches for a can of anchovies. As she spreads the tiny fish across a piece of lettuce, she notices a small note at the bottom of the can. Written on it is a telephone number. Curious, she dials and is told,
"Don't move, lady. We'll be right over."
Placing the phone back on the hook, she turns to see three smartly dressed men standing in her kitchen doorway. Before she realizes what is happening to her, she is rolled tightly in long sheets of cellophane, transported to an international airport, and placed on a waiting jetliner. All this being too much for her to comprehend, she passes out. Upon awakening, she finds herself in a strange, foreign-speaking nation. Alone, fearing her escape impossible, she seeks comfort in the arms of a confidential agent. With a trace of her kiss still warm upon his lips, he betrays her to the hands of three scientists who are engaged in diabolical avant-garde experiments previously performed only on insects and other small, meaningless creatures. Using her as their subject, they are delighted with the results. For the first time, a human being is transformed into a... Meanwhile, back in Portland, Maine... Her husband, Don, now chain-smoking 40 packs of cigarettes a day, sits at a local bar and has a few beers with the regulars. Bored, everyone's attention turns to the television set that just hangs from the wall.
Welcome to Bowling for Dollars.
Suddenly, Crazy Al says,
Say, Don, there sure is something familiar about that bowling ball.
To which a terrified Don replies,
Oh, my God! That bowling ball! It's my
And the lesson we learn from this story is, next time you place your order, don't forget to say, no anchovies, please.
Yes, friends, there are times in life when you reach a point of conflict with one of your fellow human beings. When this does happen, is yelling and screaming the answer?
No.
Is foul language or physical violence the answer?
No.
There is a new answer. So the next time one of your brothers or sisters is mean to you, I want you to take my advice. Let your arms dangle loose at your sides. Take a deep breath. Smile and say,
Up your nose.
Up your nose.
With a rubber hose.
With a rubber hose.
Twice as far.
Twice as far.
With a chocolate bar.
With a chocolate bar. Say your brother-in-law comes over and he tells you that he's convinced your wife to mortgage your house and put all your money into styrofoam lawn ornaments. Now, I know what you like to say to your wife. I know what you like to do to your brother-in-law. But that's not what I want you to do. Let your arms hang loose at your sides. Take a deep breath. Smile. Say,
Up your nose.
Up your nose, Raymond. I believe there's one in the garden.
Twice as far.
Twice as far, Evelyn.
With the chocolate bar.
You look in the fridge.
In your ear.
Styrofoam lawn ornaments.
With a can of beer.
Last time it was microwave honeycomb.
And if you don't like that.
Time before that electric shoe.
Try a baseball bat.
This is how it goes till Monday night football. The Steelers against the Raiders. There's a disturbance on the field. Could be a big melee, Gip. But what's happening now? The players are taking off the helmets. They're letting their arms dangle loose at their sides. They're taking a deep breath. They're smiling. Let's see if we can hear what they're saying.
Up your nose.
You ain't so mean, Joe Green.
Ah,
go sit on a goalpost, Otis. Offside, your mama's offside. You know what you can do with your front four.
In your ear.
Hey, Bradshaw, sing me a song.
With a can of beer.
Let's get Cosell down from the booth. Folks here tonight look like decent people. People interested in self-improvement. So the next time some clown for no good reason climbs all over your case, I want you to let your arms hang loose at your side. That's it. Now take a deep breath. Good. Smile. Say. Come on, get into it. Think of the phone company. All right, that's it. Now get down. How about school cafeteria?
Stop!
my way. And if you want a mow, all you got to do is take my hand. Come with me, baby, to Burgerland. Let me show you how good it can be. Eating burgers with me. Well, give me another burger, baby. See, I'm sick, I gotta eat.
You know, folks, when I was a kid, I was very close to my grandmother. And she used to sing a song to me when I was just so high, and it's always meant something to me. And I'd like to do it for you right now, because it does have meaning in today's world. Even all these years, you know, this, even during the hip drug days, you know, when everybody was supposed to be so cool and everything had double meanings. And this little simple tune would keep coming back to me. I think it kind of guided me through those years. And I'd like to do this song for you right now. I think it might have a little meaning for you.
Be courteous, kind, and forgiving. Be gentle and peaceful each day. Be warm and human and grateful, and have a good thing to say. Be thoughtful and trustful and childlike. Be witty and happy and wise. Be honest and love all your neighbors. Be obsequious, purple, and clairvoyant. Be pompous, obese, and eat cactus. Be dull and boring and omnipresent. Criticize things you don't know about. Be oblong and have your knees removed. Be tasteless, rude, and offensive. Live in a swamp and be three-dimensional. Put a live chicken in your underwear. Get all excited and go to a yawning festival. Okay, everybody. Be courteous, kind, and forgiving. Be courteous, kind, and forgiving.
Good. Be gentle and peaceful each day.
Be gentle and peaceful each day.
Be warm and human and grateful.
Be warm and human and grateful.
And have a good thing to say.
And have a good thing to say.
Be thoughtful and trustful and childlike, everybody on this.
Be thoughtful and trustful and childlike.
Be witty and happy and wise.
Be witty and happy and wise.
Be honest and love all your neighbors.
Be honest and love all your neighbors.
Be obsequious, purple, and clairvoyant. Let them hear you outside.
Be obsequious, purple, and clairvoyant.
Be pompous, obese, and eat cactus. Everybody sing. Be
pompous, obese, and eat cactus.
Be dull and boring and omnipresent.
Be dull and boring and omnipresent.
Criticize things you don't know about.
Criticize things you don't know about.
Be oblong and have your knees removed.
Be oblong and have your knees removed.
Ladies only, be tasteless, rude, and offensive.
Tasteless, rude, and offensive.
Now the men, live in a swamp and be three-dimensional.
Live in a swamp and be three-dimensional.
Everybody, put a live chicken in your underwear.
Put a live chicken in your underwear.
Go into a closet and suck eggs.
Go into a closet and suck eggs.
90.9 WONY. With old school vinyl, 11:45. Getting set to make way here for Johnny G to the Jukebox Journey. This past set, he said, hey, happy retirement to Dr. Demento. Dr. Demento would be proud. Obscure songs. Yeah, I got a few in the collection here. There's Steve Martin, of course. Grandmother's Song. The Oblong and Have Your Knees Removed. Weird Al Yankovic. He's a frequent artist on Dr. D's show. Like a Surgeon. Very politically incorrect, but okay. Cheech and Chong. Floton. Before that, Gabriel Kaplan. He was a stand-up comic, but he played on Welcome Back, Kotter. Up your nose with a rubber hose. Yeah. We started things out with the Jay Giles Band.
No anchovies, please.
Old school vinyl, Dr. Demento. Jazz my way and instrumentalize my way out of here again today. But it's that time of the hour where we'll take a look and see what was going on. We had a little bit of a mix up with some billing, purchasing of proprieties. So we had a few people dismiss Hal Chase from the athletic department and Ed Kassler from their duties. Just, again, some problems with billing. And WONY had a marathon starting Friday, 1 p.m., and ending Sunday at 6:30. They did a fundraiser for Project 85, which was a counseling center founded at 85 Chestnut Street in Oneonta back in the 70s. Give you a spoiler alert. They raised $165, and I checked, and that's about $991 in 2025 currency. It's not bad. Good job. Advertising in the State Times this week were the J&B Sub Shop on Main Street, the Italian Kitchen at 66 Church Street. The latter, you could get eggplant for $1.85, lasagna for $2. The Depot was still hard to get to. So like now, drink specials from 4 to 7. There was one they offered on a Thursday night called a derailment. Now, I was too young to drink at the time. But when I was able to, I tried that in the summer break. And let's just say when I walked home, probably wasn't in a straight line. they got derailed. You got it. And also in 1975, they did a nice review of hot tuna. Hot tuna played here, and for $3, I think it was. They say they played maybe for 3 to 6 hours, so it was a nighttime of entertainment. I'm going to leave you with that. And, yeah, at this point, I'm going to do something professorial, do office hours maybe. But it's been fun. Enjoy being with you today. Thanks for tagging along. Well, we'll do this again next Tuesday. Old school vinyl. The old professor. I'll leave you with Hot Tuna and Pat Metheny. Keep it locked.
dimension not only of sight and sound alone, but of rhythm and recollection. A realm where every note is a doorway and every beat bends the years. Past and present dissolve, decades rewind. Melodies of every age rise again, rock, soul, pop, and beyond. Step in and travel through time, where music and memories meet. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Join Johnny G, your guide on this musical ride, and spin back the years together. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Jukebox Journey on WONY.